This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
E te ti, e te ta, tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai ki Plains FM. I te ao, I te pō, are, are mai o taringa. He aha te kaupapa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
I'm glad this is recorded.
Rock and roll!
Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki so many stories. Brought to you by Ngā Kite Wānanga o Ōtautahi, Christchurch City Libraries. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Namita.
And it is officially summer, so we have three words for you.
Summertime Reading Challenge.
Or He Wero Pānui Puka Puka Mō Te Raumati.
The Summertime Reading Challenge is an institution at Christchurch City Libraries, but if you haven't heard of it before, don't worry, because we have sat down with Public Programs Coordinator Sarah Cameron, and she gave us all the details, from entries to prizes to events and more. Following Sarah, you'll hear from Children's Librarian Susan Osteen. Ngā mihi, Sarah and Susan.
Kia ora, my name is Sarah Cameron. I'm one of two Public Programs Coordinators that work for Christchurch City Libraries. My colleague Bronwyn and I, we lead and coordinate programs around the network, including Tauranga. We have a network of 20 libraries. We help colleagues activate library spaces and engage customers in programs, events, exhibitions, performances to showcase our collections and our content. We have business as usual programs, baby times, story times, after school activity zone, and we have a lot of one-off events as well. So our Summertime Reading Challenge aims to combat what we call the summer slide that can happen over summer when tamariki and rangatahi are often not reading daily as they would when they're at school. So this can often mean that they go back to school and they can be a little bit behind. So our Summertime Reading Challenge is very simple. We don't want to make it too difficult, as that's not fun over the summer holidays. We have heaps of cool prizes that can be won. They include gaming keyboards, mice, power banks, audiobooks, vouchers, and we've even got a ride-on tractor for our younger tamariki. You can check out all those prizes on our website. It's open for 0 to 18-year-olds, and to enter they have to review three books and with three words for each book. They can enter as many times as they like. They can enter online, at a library, and at their school, while schools are still open. And it runs from the 1st of December till the 31st of January. Our website, Christchurch City Libraries, has all the info you need to find out about the Summertime Reading Challenge, as does our quarterly magazine, What's On at the Library. There's an amazing video on our website that explains everything you need to know, and there are also lots of fantastic events that are based around the challenge as well. One of the first ones coming up is a sensational beach blast at Tauranga. That's on the 4th of December, and there are lots of other fun events as well, which are all listed on our calendar on our website, christchurchcitylibraries.com. I would just like to say that we would love to see you at our libraries and our events this summer to support the Summertime Reading Challenge. That would be fantastic.
Kia ora. Howdy, my name is Susan and I am originally from the US. I've lived here in New Zealand for 18 years. I'm a children's librarian on Hopori, the community floor here at Tauranga. So prior to my time at Tauranga, I was a school librarian at Sumner School. And one of the things we consistently noticed was a big drop in reading levels when the children returned to school in February. Massive, massive drops. And this is a statistic that is worldwide. There's a massive summer slide, and teachers would be just horrified at all the gains they had made over the course of the year, and they disappear. So I started a summertime reading program at the school and got the principal to allow me to let kids take 10 books home over the summer, and they got to come back in at the start of the year, and everybody that participated and brought in a ticked off, you know, I wanted to make it fun, so it wasn't big book reviews or anything. It was just, come in, give me three words to describe the books. And then they got a bookmark that they could use for the rest of the year. So when I joined the Christchurch City Libraries, I was really excited to be part of the campaign. And the first thing I did as part of the campaign was last year, which was a bit crazy in the middle of a pandemic, but we decided to plan a big summertime reading beach blast party. We wanted to have a big launch to start things with a bang, and we were lucky enough to get some external entertainers that we have relationships and partnerships with. So we had Music with Michael, we had our very own Justice from Maldi Services, and we had Itty Bitty Beats. So it was lots of fun. We had hands-on crafts, games, activities, and of course, promoting reading. And the way our summertime reading challenge works here is it's also a three-word review. So three books, three words, make it nice and easy, achievable for everybody. The whole point of summertime reading is to keep kids fun and engaged over summer. We all believe on the children's floor and probably all libraries that reading is reading. We don't stress about, is it too hard? Is it hard enough? Big thing with parents is, oh, they're only reading easy books. And if kids are reading and they're enjoying it, that's a win for everybody because they become lifelong lovers of books. Graphic novels are really popular now with kids. And I wanted to give a shout out to a recommendation from one of my colleagues, which is called Yummy Yummy, A History of Desserts by Victoria Grace Elliott. And it's the history of desserts with fun facts. And I haven't read it yet, but once I do, I think I'm going to find my three words will be tasty, delicious, and sweet.
Thanks, Sarah and Susan. While adults can support it, Summertime Reading Challenge is all about the tamariki and rangatahi. So we thought we'd better talk to some tamariki and rangatahi.
Here's library regular Zara Toomey on her latest reads. And after Zara, library assistant John Truesdale chats with budding broadcasters Jimmy Cribb, Theo Garing and Macklin Keatley.
Hello, my name is Zara and I'm seven and my favourite thing to do is read and my favourite game is Roblox. And my mum told me not to speak too much about it. I come like each month, once a month, and I always get some books out and replace the other ones. And I just see if the books are good, and then I get them out if they are. And my mum also sometimes looks at some books. I've been reading Wings of Fire. It's such a good book. Like, they talk about, what is it called again? Prophecy or something? Yeah, they talk about that and these five dragons in it, and they help the world out. But in this book, Sunny is really sad because she just found out that it isn't real, and she was really sad about it because she loved being with her friends, and now they could go free, but they want to stay together, and they want to still do things. And they chose a queen in this book. It took four books for them to choose a queen. Exciting, surprising, and sometimes funny. And I have been reading Dork Diaries lately. In Dork Diaries, something bad always happens. Like Popstar, she always says her life is rubbish and, yeah, she's gonna crush. Definitely funny, weird, and homey. Like, it feels like you're in home. It's a fun book. If you've never been to Tauranga before, I'm pretty sure you would really like it because if you really like reading, this is the place for you to go. And if you really like to just read in a quiet space, there's always one nearby and it's very big, so there's lots of books.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. How are you going, Theo?
Good.
Good. You got the microphone in your head. Yeah. My name is John, and I'm from Parklands Library, but today I'm at Redwood Library. And what's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, and that's Jimmy, that's Theo. Theo, that's Jimmy. Jimmy, you're at the library today? You checking out some books? What are you checking out?
Mainly looking at the anime section.
What, the what section?
Anime.
Anime section, cool. Did you check any books out yet?
Not yet.
Not yet? Is this your favorite library to come to?
Yeah.
Is this the only library you go to?
I also go to Pavanoy.
Do you?
And my school one.
Nice. How many libraries do you think there are in the Christchurch City Libraries Network? You've gone to two of them. How many more do you think you have to get to?
Maybe five or six.
Keep going.
Seven.
Keep going.
10.
Keep going.
20.
18? 20? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there, yep. So your goal now is to go to all of them. They all have different anime collections. You got to check out all of them. Sound good? Awesome. And Theo, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. What are you reading?
Hilo books.
What kind of books?
Hilo books.
Hilo books. What are those?
The kind of books for, like, 8-year-olds.
8-year-olds? How old are you?
Six.
Oh, so you're reading above your level.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm already finished on the books.
Yep. How many are there? How many books do you have to go?
I think I have to get three more.
Yep. And then what?
Then I'll start getting books about,
dinosaurs?
Books about space.
Space, all right, that's cool.
Space, that's cool.
Do you guys know what the pizza wheel is?
Yes.
Do you?
No. Have
you?
I've done it.
You've done it?
I think I have.
I haven't.
Have you not?
No.
I think I have done it.
So you check out books from us? Yeah. Check out seven. If you check out seven books, you come back and tell us about the books. We give you a stamp. And you get this little, you have this little wheel. It's a round wheel. Looks like a little pizza. Yeah.
I have got two of those, but yep. We haven't started it yet.
You haven't gotten your free pizza yet?
No.
Oh, what are you waiting for? I'm hungry. What about summertime reading challenge? You guys excited about that?
Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
It starts, actually can start anytime, but I think it starts officially next week, 1st of December. For the summertime reading challenge, what did you read?
The bad guys.
Oh, the bad guys. Aaron. What's his last name? Aaron Blaby. Yeah.
He's good. My brother loves that book.
Yep. What was that one about? The bad guys book.
Saving 1,000 dogs. 1,000 chickens.
1,000 chickens.
Yep.
What number is 1,000? Also known as.
I don't know.
I think it's 1,000. It could be 1,000.
I quite like to read manga, which is like the anime comics.
Yep.
And the last one of those I read was Volume 9.
Which series?
One Piece.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's about pirates, pretty much.
I never read them, but I check them out all the time.
Yeah.
They're always coming through. It's super, super popular.
Yeah, anime is quite popular in my
school. Yeah, it is. Yep.
Exciting, mysterious, and action.
Sounds good.
Can we check out these?
One. You can check out one of them. Well, just one. Which one are you going to pick? That's good outro music.
I don't think it's the outro music.
You don't. Okay, no. Good talking to you both. Yeah. How was that? Was that a good sound? No, good talking to you both. Keep reading and do the summertime reading challenge because I think there's prizes you can win too at the end of it.
I will. Thank
you. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Kia ora Zara, John, Jimmy, Theo and Macklin.
John used the Rodecaster Pro mobile podcasting unit to record his conversation with Jimmy, Theo and Macklin. And while they enjoyed the unit's inbuilt sound effects, especially Macklin, I suspect John could do without hearing that rock and roll riff again. So double thanks, John. Okay, so Summertime Reading Challenge is a fun way to support the work that teachers do all year, and Christchurch City Library supports teachers in other ways too.
That's right. This past Thursday, the 24th of November, I attended a zine-making workshop, which was held at Tauranga Central Library and designed specifically for secondary school English teachers in Waitaha, Canterbury. If you haven't heard the word zine before, don't worry. It's just derived from the word magazine. And it's used to describe DIY, self-produced pamphlets on just about any topic imaginable. For example, our teachers made zines about reading strategies and specific texts held in the Christchurch City Library's Ngā Ponamu collection. Here's co-chair of the local English teachers collective, Waitaha English, Laura Borrowdale, with more.
Kia ora, I'm Laura Borrowdale. I'm the co-chair of Waitaha English, and I'm here at Tauranga with a lot of other English teachers busy making zines. So Waitaha English is a collection of Canterbury English teachers, and so that's quite wide. We've got people here who have come from Mackenzie College, and we've got people who have come from Rangiora, and a lot of people from Otatahi Christchurch as well. And we're all, I guess the common theme between us is we all teach secondary English, and mostly we all love books. So the reason we're here, the kaupapa for tonight, is to look really carefully at literacy and to think about how we can make literacy really deliberate and explicit for our students. So tonight we have Mari Stribling, who is the Deputy Principal at Te Punawaia Waipapa Hagley College, and she spoke to us about metacognitive literacy strategies. So she's given us some really clear ideas about how we can approach texts for our students and make the strategies that we use really visible to them so that they can deliberately use them in their own reading, and we've done that so teachers can begin to plan programs that encompass that. And we're using the beautiful texts and the amazing space here at Tūranga to be able to facilitate the creation of that. There are people standing and chatting. They're all holding pieces of paper. There's people sitting on the floor with coloured paper. There's people cutting. Lots of people in these kind of art studio things on high stools clustered around. People on really low tables clustered around as well. They're all really actively engaged with things. We've had the Māori Services team in to show us the Ngā Pounamu collection. So the teachers are holding those books and exploring what's going on inside them to create wee zines with them. At the moment, there are quite a lot of changes for secondary teachers, and English teachers in particular. So the curriculum is currently being refreshed, and next year is the first year that something called the Literacy and Numeracy co-requisites will be in action. And that's really putting a focus on our literacy and numeracy teaching in schools. And so that's one of the reasons for empowering teachers to use more explicit strategies in that teaching tonight. Yeah, not to focus on the test, but to focus on building rich programs that encompass mana ōrite, motumatiranga Māori, and explicit ideas about how we can create readers rather than just hope that they happen.
Thanks, Laura. Discovery and learning is a key part of what Christchurch City Libraries is all about. Our organisation also takes the learning and development of its staff really seriously. So, as our final guest today, here is Alice Cameron, our Professional Learning and Development Advisor.
Alice gave us a quick insight into some of the work that goes on behind the scenes to ensure that Christchurch City Libraries staff can care for our library users and their needs in the best ways possible.
Kia ora, I'm Alice Cameron. I'm the Professional Learning and Development Advisor for Christchurch City Libraries. So our lifelong learning culture extends to our internal staff. So my role involves coordinating and delivering a variety of learning opportunities. This is around training new staff as well as upskilling and development for existing staff. Some examples are around cultural competency, leadership, service delivery and resources, children's services. And this year we've also been able to offer a small amount of LGBTQIA library training, which is exciting. We also support staff to gain formal qualifications and attend learning events. What I love about working for Christchurch City Libraries is he tangata, the people. I'm lucky to be surrounded by talented, creative and passionate people who give back to the community. My role developing people is rewarding, and I'm also grateful for the opportunity to be involved in initiatives promoting diversity, inclusion and equity, which is important to me. A recent book I've read is called Greta and Valden by Rebecca K. Riley. I would describe this book as witty, authentic and captivating. It tackles some of Aotearoa's socio-political issues in a humorous and refreshing way.
Kia ora, Alice. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And just before we go, a reminder that the Summertime Reading Challenge started yesterday on the 1st of December. So this challenge will run through until the end of January, the 31st of January. So make sure you get your entries in. For more on what is happening around the Christchurch City Libraries network, our summer edition of the What's On in Your Library magazine is hot off the press. So come into a library and grab one of those. It is filled with all the events that you need to know in December, January, and February. One of these events is a series of special story times that we will be running at Orana Wildlife Park. So come down, meet a meerkat, read to a rhino, laugh with a lion, or ape with a gorilla. The library van will be at Orana Wildlife Park from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, the 19th of December, and Friday, the 30th of December as well. And each of these days, we will be having different story time sessions dotted around the various animals at Orana Wildlife Park. So, for example, the lions and the gorillas. So come on down, hear some stories, and fill out a summertime reading challenge form while you are there. Another thing to get involved with are our school holiday crafts. So we've got a bunch of great crafts like handmade designer gift bags. We've got some Tutti Frutti bookmarks, some ice creams and popsicle sticks. And we've also got a comic corner craft that you can do. And these are all free and they are going to be happening across all of the libraries scattered around the city. A lot of them start around the 14th of December. On the 17th of December, the Humans of Christchurch Ōtautahi exhibition opens at Tūranga. This exhibition is about honest stories of everyday people. One of the people featured is Patricia, who we spoke to in one of our early episodes, episode 4 in May this year. You can hear Patricia's interview if you go to our ChristchurchCityLibraries.com website and look for So Many Stories.
That's it from us. We'll be back again in January. Until then, ka kite anō.